This week the Prince George Citizen will be posting a six-part series, six questions for six mayoral candidates. The focus of the series is to allow voters to hear from the candidates running for mayor on how they would handle real issues which will be coming before the next city council. The candidates' answers have only been edited for clarity, and are posted in alphabetical order. Question. On March 28, City Council approved hiring consultants to create a new civic core plan, which is expected to come back to City Council in 2023. Included in the plan will be recommendations regarding the proposed replacement of the Kopar Memorial Arena, Studio 2880 buildings and Prince George Playhouse. Would you support significant new capital projects downtown, including a possible performing arts center? Why or why not? Adam Hyatt. We know we have aging civic facilities and I would expect that the consultant would identify the cost of replacement versus the cost of upgrades. I would hope that significant upgrades to some of the facilities would be a more viable option. Any new capital projects in the downtown core should be multifunctional and I would support a performing arts center only if identified as a priority by the public, and if there was a solid plan to have it built on budget and on time unlike many of the past experiences the taxpayer has had to endure. Terry McConaughey. City staff is already working with local groups on developing a downtown civic precinct. I'd support a new downtown arts center as a multi-use facility attached to a civic center expansion, an upgraded ice arena, all tied together with walkable and inviting public space. The arts center could replace the Playhouse and the city could sell that property and also replace Studio 2880 with more low-income and seniors housing. Lisa Mitchell. Mitchell did not respond to the citizen's request for comment as of Friday afternoon. This story will be updated, should Mitchell respond at a later date. Roy Stewart. The idea of significant new capital projects downtown must be balanced with issues of affordability and timing. If and when we can afford to create a performing arts center and other downtown projects, I will support that effort. Chris Wood. No, the Civic Core plan downtown is a mistake, and many voters are tired of seeing their tax dollars spent in a section of town they cannot visit safely or fear of getting a parking ticket. Past councils have prioritized parking lots over housing. This is what has gotten us into the current housing emergency. With the official community plan being revised next year, any big capital projects would be identified at that time, and the OCP should be free of bias of downtown only. Simon Yu. Including the entire area east of Queensway is essential to Prince George's long-range planning for the civic core. Until the official community plan is complete following engagement with our citizens, I am not in favor of implementing any large-scale civic project in the downtown area. I do, however, firmly believe that if this community did support the development of a performing arts center, it could serve as the foundation of an UNBC performance music program. It is also an important amenity to have in a city of Prince George's size, but it must have clear support from the taxpaying public.